Welcome to Follow Fox, a journey through nature's wisdom. I'm your host, Fox. In spring, many animals are waking from hibernation. As the seasons shift and things warm up, hormonal and temperature changes cue these critters to start moving. One such critter is the spotted salamander. Spotted salamanders are one of New York's 18 native species of salamander. They're amphibians, and are also a type of mole salamander. Mole salamanders live underground, but cannot dig holes for themselves. Instead, they dwell in abandoned holes dug by small mammals, such as moles, and are therefore only found in forested areas with small mammal activity. Measuring between about 5 and 7 inches long, they are described as large and robust, with a broad head. The name spotted salamander comes from their coloration, glossy black with a lighter underbelly and 2 irregular rows of yellow spots along their back and tail. Nobody claimed that biologists are terribly creative in the naming department. They have prominent coastal grooves on their bodies. Furrows on their sides involved in the attachment of body wall muscles to their ribs and spines. When threatened, they release a sticky toxic liquid from glands at the base of their tail. This toxin isn't a serious threat, but it is extremely unpleasant to taste and is probably enough to cause digestive upset in smaller predators. Spotted salamanders typically eat insects and invertebrates, but their babies get energy from sunlight. They are the only known vertebrate animal to photosynthesize. Salamander eggs are enveloped in a protective coating that cuts off their oxygen supply, so they rely on algae growing on the jelly to provide the embryo with nutrients. Embryos of a certain age and size have even been found to have algae in their cells. Spotted salamanders wake up from winter hibernation and immediately migrate. It's not a terribly long migration, relatively speaking. They typically travel less than a mile to their destination. But that's a big trip for a vulnerable salamander. Their goal is to reach the nearest vernal pool, temporary ponds made by rain and melting snow. They'll lay their eggs in these pools. This often means traveling downhill and, more treacherously, across roads. They migrate en masse at night and are regularly killed by vehicles. Despite their noxious defense mechanism, they still have many predators, including raccoons, skunks, and snakes. Amphibian skin is highly absorptive and therefore susceptible to any toxins they may encounter. Once they reach a vernal pool, they'll breed and then lay their eggs. A spotted salamander can lay up to 200 eggs in a clutch. The eggs develop within 30 to 50 days, depending on water temperature. After hatching, they stay in the water for 2 to 4 months as larvae, with gills and a fin for swimming. As they grow, they will develop lungs for breathing air and legs. Once they reach this juvenile stage, they will leave the water. Excerpt from What Is It? By Mary Oliver. The salamanders, like tiny birds locked into formation, fly down into the endless mysteries of the transforming water. And how could anyone believe that anything in this world is only what it appears to be? That anything is ever final? That anything, in spite of its absence, ever dies a perfect death? Salamanders represent rebirth and transformation in folklore. They emerge from underground or from decaying logs in the spring. And then their hatchlings must grow entirely new limbs and organs before reaching adulthood. Transformation indeed. Also, creepy, slimy, slithery things seem to get an automatic association with the underworld, and nesting underground does nothing to refute this. In ancient times, salamanders were thought to be born from fire and immune to burns. Pliny the Elder wrote that their bodies were in fact cold enough to extinguish flames. Pliny was incorrect about many things, including this. Salamanders would hibernate in decaying logs, and these logs would get tossed onto a fire. People would see salamanders scurrying away from the fire and assume that the flames had created them. In alchemical beliefs, the elemental salamander and the real-life salamander are two different creatures. If you want to help ease the spotted salamander's migration, there are a few ways to help. First, cleaning up litter in your area, especially on and at the base of hillsides where vernal pools may form. You can also volunteer with a few organizations, including the DEC, to help these amphibians cross roads safely. You will likely need to be trained on safe handling procedures. If you would like to hear more episodes of Follow Fox, you can find them at anchor.fm/followfox, which is all one word. Please consider clicking the support button on the Anchor page. I'm also on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. If you have any questions or topic requests, or if you would like to request a transcript of this or any episode, you can email me at followfoxcast@gmail.com. That's all one word as well. Again, all one word, followfoxcast@gmail.com. The Follow Fox logo is by V. Wegman. I release new episodes every first and third Wednesday of the month, so you will hear from me again on April 5th. You've been listening to Follow Fox. I'm Fox. Thanks for following.